This is VOA News. Speaking of a boat, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. United States has called for the immediate release of a group of Hong Kong democracy activists facing trial in China on Monday after they attempted to escape the territory by speedboat for sanctuary in Taiwan. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 are due in court in the southern city of Shenzhen, facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after their boat was intercepted on August 23rd. At least two of the group face up to 7 years in jail for organizing the attempted escape. Democracy activists last year led massive protests against Beijing's rule in Hong Kong. Some of the group were already facing prosecution in Hong Kong, where China has imposed a draconian national security law that has stamped out the city's protest movement. A U.S. embassy spokesperson told the French news agency Sunday, quote, their so-called crime was to flee tyranny. The comment came just hours ahead of the group's scheduled court appearance via video link. The U.S. diplomat urged the, quote, immediate release of the Hong Kongers, adding, quote, communist China will stop at nothing to prevent its people from seeking freedom elsewhere. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for U.S. government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington, D.C. to Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida to be available if he decided to sign it into law. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iranian state media says heavy snowfall has killed 12 climbers in mountains north of Iran's capital, Tehran, while rough waters capsized a ship in the Persian Gulf and left its crew missing. Heavy snow and high winds in several parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. The bodies of two climbers were found on Sunday after an earlier total of 10 deaths have been reported for the weekend. The final two victims were the last two people still missing after the snowstorm. Meanwhile, maritime authorities are searching for six Iranians and one Indian, all crew members of an Iranian transport vessel that capsized near the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Gulf on Friday. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Niger began counting the votes Sunday from an election that is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. There were no reports of widespread disruptions. Results are expected in the coming days. A smooth handover would be a rare bright spot for a country that has seen four coups since gaining independence from France in 1960. Niger is also plagued with poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the past year alone. The leaders of Niger's neighbors, Ivory Coast and Guinea, have used constitutional changes to extend their tenures to three terms, raising fears of a democratic backslide in West Africa. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who stepping down after two five-year terms, leading the country of 23 million people. Bazoum faces 29 other candidates. They hope to force a second round of voting by denying him an outright majority. U.S. authorities said Sunday they've identified Anthony Quinn Warner, age 63, as the man who blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in Nashville, Tennessee, the heart of the nation's country music industry. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday that Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. One theory is that the explosive was meant to damage communications networks. The motorhome was parked near an AT&T communications building when the bomb went off. Telecommunications services in several states were briefly interrupted as a result of the blast. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital, what police said were non-critical injuries. Marissa Melton, VOA News.